If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola. So okay, who was your memorable neighbor?
She was, I thought, just a lady that really liked to be quiet around her. And she was constantly yelling at me and my children. We lived in a row of townhomes, so we shared walls.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 months after she moved in, after yelling all the time for everybody to shut up, she killed her mother and chopped her up in the bathtub and then hired the neighborhood kids to throw the garbage bags away that were containing her body parts.
Whoa!
Oh, my God!
Okay. Jeez, man.
So hopefully she wasn't your neighbor anymore after that?
No, she's in jail, I think, for the rest of her life.
Now, were your kids involved in any of the trash removal?
No.
How did they find out that she chopped up her mother into pieces?
I'm not real sure. I think her brother might, because her brother lived there too. I think her brother might have told them.
Yeah, I think I would. If I'm living with my brother, like, hey,
wow.
I'm going to reach out to the cops. So how long had she lived next to you?
About 3 months.
And did she own or was she renting? Do you know?
She was renting. We were all renting.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
That was crazy. Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a tough sell. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was young, too. Not even, I don't know. But she, chopped her up.
Okay. All right.
Wow. That's, I did not see that coming.
No, I did not either. I don't know that I've ever lived,
next to a murderer?
Well, next to anybody who took anything to that level, as far as just, you know, being that type of criminal. You know, I mean, that's
the next level. Murderers would say, like, wow, man, that's a bit of overkill. We did have a neighbor who, I do not know what crime he'd committed, and I've told you this before, but the U.S. Marshals showed up at our house, and they're serious as all get out, you know what I mean? They opened the door. Is there a parent home? I think I was like 14. I'm like, hey, Mom, there's some serious-looking brothers out here, man. And so they come, and I hear them talking a little bit, but they hold up a picture of this dude, and I'm like, oh, yeah, man, I know him. And I can't remember his name now, but I'm like, that's so-and-so. And they're like, have you seen him? I'm like, not recently. And that's when my mom's kind of like, what did he do? And they're like, well, we're not at liberty to tell you.
I had one of those, too.
Well, the thing is, so my Uncle Rick, the cool one with the Corvette and the Smokey and the Bandit car and all that kind of thing, he was a U.S. Marshal still at the time. So my mother brings this up to them. Well, at this point, now they're invited in the house and they're sitting around the dining room table and they're drinking coffee and they're telling my mother all the stupid things that my uncle, her brother, does as a U.S. Marshal, blah, blah, blah. But they still would not tell her what this guy did. But at the point that the marshals are looking for you, it's for real.
Yeah. No, look, yeah. I had a house, 8 roommates in this huge, old, like kind of Victorian-style house. There was an apartment downstairs, and we shared a common laundry area mm-hmm. in the basement with a guy who lived in the downstairs apartment.
Yeah.
All right? And maybe you would see that guy once in a blue moon. Fortunately, the way the house was on a hillside, he was like down below in the bottom apartment, which was there was still like a there was a basement, and then he was even below that basement.
Below the basement,
right? So he was like it was like a tiered.
He was in a grave.
He was basically down in the ground.
Yeah.
There was like 2 windows down there, and we got a knock at the door. I was not home at that point in time yet, but we got a knock on the door from an officer who had a plain clothed officer. In a suit.
Okay.
Who came up, identified himself to Matt, said, hey, we're just asking you questions about your downstairs neighbor. The guy lives in the apartment. And Matt's like, hey, I don't really know the guy. I've run into him a couple times doing laundry.
Sure.
That's about it. That's about all I know about this guy. So about a week goes by. Now we have agents around our home, and they are attempting to breach this apartment. They're trying to get
Are you home at this time?
At this point in time, I had come home in the
okay.
after they had already gotten in. Okay, he was not there, but we did finally because they were asking all of us, like, look, and we were honest. We just don't know who this guy really is. He gets up, he goes to work, he comes home, he doesn't really make any noise. I mean, all we know is that his trash can's always out when ours is, you know, and
right.
we don't know what's in there because it wasn't like recycling and all that crap. Just throw your bags in that. But he was wanted apparently, in some other state for what they said were heinous crimes.
Oh, when you use heinous, that's real bad.
We're like, well, what does that mean? Like, well, we're not at liberty to say, but, you know.
How about a guessing game? Did he chop up his mom in the bathtub, heinous, or?
But they were on the look for him. I don't know if they ever found him. We didn't know his name. We did not even know his name.
Sure.
So, I mean, no way of looking it up then. No internet back then. So you have no idea what was going on. But we were like, wow, man. We're just speculating. You know, you get stoned, like, wonder what he did, man.
It's heinous.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. When we first moved to Seattle, man, I just bought my first place in Baltimore. 3 weeks later, I found out we're working in Seattle. So I'm like, crap, right? So I got to rent this joint out. I won't go through the whole story of the guy that rented it. But the guy that did rent it, he paid in cash, all right? And so a mutual friend said, hey, this guy is looking for a place to rent. I get in contact with him. He's like, well, dog, I already got a place. It's $525 a month. So I gave him my place for $500. I buy that. I'm just going to undercut him. I just need someone in there. So he was there a little bit over a year. And
is that the guy that you...
This is how we met. We met at a bar, the place we called the Dirt Church. And I don't know what his beef is with me. And he's a big dude, man. But he decided he wanted to beat my ass that night. And it just got to that point. And keep in mind, I'm very, very broke at this point in my life. So we go outside, and he puts his hands on the chest and just, I mean, pushes me back. Parallel parked car, right? I kind of crash into it. Then he just kind of looks at me, and he's like, man, I can't even beat your in ass. And walks back inside. The reason was, at the time, I had a pair of white Chucks. They were not white anymore. They're quite soiled. But they had no soles. So as my buddy called them, feet hats. All right? So I'm basically walking.
So you're basically walking around barefooted.
I'm walking on my socks. I just had the shoes disguising the fact over time. Okay? But when he shoved me, my shoes kind of came up a little bit on my shin and kind of turned different directions. So his perspective when he saw this, he's like, basically, you're too poor for me to beat your ass. Like, you need any help you can get. And he was right. So the nice thing is, he did not beat my ass. That was not a guy I wanted to tangle with. We saw each other a few times after that, always at the bar. We'd kind of mean mug each other, but no more beef. You know what I mean? And Leon had a talk with him, and that changed things a little bit. I do not know what Leon said, but things changed. So all these years go by. We're about to move to Seattle. I just hear this guy, Tom, needs to rent a place. My place was kind of hard to find if you did not understand how to get there. So we're on the phone with each other. I'm kind of guiding him in. And I said, look, I'll go stand in the backyard, and I'll just wave my hand. And when you see me, just pull up to that spot. So we're still on the phone. I just hear him. He kind of chuckles a little bit. He's like, God damn. I'm like, what, man? He's like, you'll see. So the car pulls up. And, of course, it's this dude, Tom, who the last time we even spoke, he wanted to beat my ass. And I had the feet hats on that went sideways. All right. So that's the guy I'm going to rent to. And we both agreed, if someone had told me 12 years ago, however long it had gone by, that I would rent a place to you, I'd have laughed in their face. And he goes, brother, if somebody told me I was going to give you money to rent the place. So basically, we smoked a bowl, man, and we got along fine. So cool. He takes over the place. So for about a year, and again, you don't ask a lot of questions, but he would always overnight rent, and it was cash. My man did not write checks. There's no such thing as a money order.
All right.
It was straight up, which I appreciated. I'm like, cool, because it goes straight in my wallet. About a year, year and a half goes by. I get a call from a woman I've never met. And she says, hey, I live in your old building. I live in the apartment above Tom. Tom's renting from you, right? I go, yeah. She goes, hey, look, the cops keep coming by looking for him. I said, what does he do? She goes, he's drug dealing. I said, well, I don't care. She goes, no, you're misunderstanding. He's not doing small quantities. And she explained it. And keep in mind, this was like gated little condo complex. Like loads of very expensive cars would come in like a parade, pull in front of this place. They would walk in 10 minutes later. They get back. And she said, you could just look at these guys and know you don't want to F with these guys. You know what's up. And so I have to call Tom. I go, Tom, man. And he's at work at this point. So Tom, the cops are looking for it. Oh, I know, man. I know. So you know this. He goes, well, yeah. I said, bro, are you dealing drugs on my place? He's like, well, yeah. I mean, he's like, That's why I send you money in cash. I'm like, look, I figured as much. I didn't want to ask. I said, look, you got to dial it back, man, because the neighbor just called, and I can't remember her name. He's like, oh, man, she's cool. I said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. She said, I like Tom. He's cute, and he's dumb. That's her exact quote. You're saying you're making it very obvious. Some of the other neighbors are getting very nervous. He's like, well, yeah, they should be, man, because, like, these cats rolling in. I'm like, Tom, I don't think you're quite getting the message here. You can't drug deal out of my place if you're bringing all these guys. So he did stop. Let me rephrase that. I don't know if he stopped drug dealing, but he agreed to move out.
Okay.
All right. He did move out, and I'm like, thank you. I don't know if the cops ever caught up with him or what was going on, but I'm just like, oh, my God, dude. I'm like, And I'm saying, like, dude, the neighbors are nervous. Yeah. Yeah, they should be, man. These dudes, I'm telling you.
They're bad dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you don't want to mess with them. I'm like, Tom!
That's not the point, man.
And he was still at his regular 9-to-5?
He did. Look, man, he worked a regular 9-to-5, and he had to be a middleman. He's definitely not smart enough to be at the top. You know what I mean?
All right.
He was dealing in quantities, and as the woman who called me explained, she goes, like, these are nice rides, and the cats that are getting out of here are just do not F with them. I'm like, wow.
Okay. Who is your most memorable neighbor and why? 206-803-ROB.
I mean, it's almost worse when he laughs. He goes, yeah, she's right. They're dangerous.
Yeah, man. Seriously, you wouldn't want to mess with these guys. I'm like, Tom, that is not the point I'm making, bro. Yeah, so that's the guy that rented my place.